I'm thankful for another opportunity to be here, to be in service. It's good to see each one out. Thank you for being here this morning. As we were sitting there taking prayer requests, I was listening to the requests being mentioned and listening to the prayer. First of all, let me back up and say, as right before we took prayer requests, listening to the thanksgivings. And it did my heart good to hear. There were several thanksgivings this morning. Just an encouragement to hear how the Lord has blessed each one throughout the week. How He's helped with healings, with legal issues, with just all these things. And it just reminded me that we still serve a God that is for us. We still serve a God that is wanting to do things for us. And I appreciate that so much. So then as I was listening to the request and I heard the prayer being offered, you know, I heard some of the same names that we just about mentioned every service, every time we come together, we bring some of these same names to the Lord over and over and over. And I just want to remind you that we serve a God that is still for us. Let's keep bringing those names before the Lord. Let's keep coming before Him and bringing these needs to Him, because He does want to help us. He is for us. And I want to encourage us, to remind us of that. We still serve a God that is for us. I would appreciate your prayers this morning. I feel in need of the Lord's help this morning, mentally, physically. So just pray for me. I do have a little thought I'd like to share with you. This thought comes from the third chapter in Proverbs. A couple verses in the third chapter, Proverbs 3. We'll read verses 5 and 6. Verse 3. Verse 5. Chapter 3, verse 5. Verse 5 says, "Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy paths." As my mind, in my mind this past week or so that I was going over these thoughts, my thoughts went back to some of my younger days. I guess I'll put that time frame maybe on some of my teenage years, some of my older teenage years. And just thinking back to that time, and there were times looking back that I thought I had it all figured out. You know, if you'll allow me to use, maybe it's just kind of a crude, just kind of off-color little saying, but when I was young and dumb, I remember just times that I thought I had a grip on life. I thought I had life by the horn, so to speak, that if something came up and it come up before me, that I could handle it, that I could take care of it. I mean, it was just a time that as a teenager you have more freedom, you have a few more responsibilities, and Mom and Dad they're not always there, and I mean, you start getting to make some of your own decisions. And I remember working a little job, you know, 16, 17 years old, and man, you're with your friends, and it's like you can conquer the world if need be. Just reminiscing just these thoughts. And but the older I get, the more I realize that I don't have it all figured out. In fact, it just, again, the older I get, it just seems like sometimes that life's got a hold of me more than I have a hold of it. And it's just, and I guess I refer to this quite frequently, but just that all that goes on and all that I come up against in my adult life with the family, with children, with job, and just trying to keep up with all these things. And I know some of y'all here that's older than me might be looking at me. Some gray hairs might be looking at me and say, well, look, just wait till you get here. All right, I understand that. And I probably will look back. But I'm just, from where I'm at today, looking back, I don't have it all figured out. And in that time, I thought I did. But it just seems like the more I live, the more things I come up against, that just sometimes life has a way of just kind of just throwing me back and forth from here to there, and I'll go here to there, and sometimes I won't even remember the transition from here to there. It's just sometimes like no stability, no sense of direction, just things, just life things, and I'm up against all these things, all the things. My wife has this little saying she likes to mention, all the things. That little phrase, I use that quite a bit in some of my conversations at work, all the things. I come home, and just an example, if I come home and I ask my wife, well, honey, what did you do today? And she'll just sit down and breathe with a sigh. She goes, I feel like I just did all the things. Or like, what do you have to do today? Or I feel like today I just have to do all the things. Just kind of that sigh. It's just like where things seem overwhelming. Well, sometimes it feels like I'm up against all the things. Or all the things are up against me. So what do I do in this time of my life? Well, I know what I'm supposed to do. My head knows what I'm supposed to do. And it's what this verse 5 says. This verse 5 says, trust in the Lord. So that's what I'm supposed to do. I'm supposed to give it to God, right? I'm supposed to let Him take the reins, take the steering wheel, and let Him be in control. That's what I'm supposed to do. The verse says, trust in the Lord. But as much as I know I'm supposed to do it, something inside of me at these times of my life still wants to try and still take care of all the things. Even though I know I'm supposed to give it to Him, that's what I'm instructed to do. I'm supposed to trust Him, but still something, man, at times it can be difficult to let go of the things I need to let go of and give complete and total trust to Him. Something inside me wants to hold on to certain things. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. I looked up the meaning of the word trust as we know it today. And a couple of the definitions was to rely on the truthfulness or accuracy of, to place confidence in, to rely on, to hope or expect confidently, and to commit or place in one's care or keeping. So trust in the Lord with all thine heart. If I know what I'm supposed to do when I come up these situations and these things in my life, why does it seem to be so hard and so tough some of the time? Now maybe for some it's not as difficult as it is for others. But I'm going to tell you, I find the longer I live and the more that I come up against, the tougher it is, more of a struggle it is. And I wonder why that is. And I think, the day and the time, the age we live in my humanity, in humanity as a whole, we are filled with such self-dependence. We are filled with self-sufficiency that if if something comes up, if something faces me that needs to be worked out, I'm going to work it out. I'm going to figure it out. There's a way to do this, and I am determined that I'm going to figure it out. I've got the mindset that I'm going to deal with this. If I don't know how it works, I'm going to find a way to make it work. I'm going to come up with a solution. You know, we are a very, very intelligent people. I mean, look where we have come to today. And it seems like we have answers for everything. You come up against a problem or a situation or something that you have to deal with, there's an answer somewhere. If you don't have the answer, you can get the answer. If you ask enough people, somebody's going to give you an answer. It might not be the right answer, but somebody is going to have an opinion to share. You can find an answer. Look at Google, right? I'm sure 95% of y'all in here know what Google is. Anything your mind or brain can think of. If you want to know something about it, go to a search engine online, and I can almost 100% guarantee you somebody has said something or got an opinion on something. There are answers out there, folks. We have so much self-dependency, self-sufficiency within ourselves that we want to try to figure these things out. We lean on others. I lean on myself. I lean on others. I lean on you. You lean on me. I lean on my neighbor. And folks, not to take away what I'm thinking of, the support systems we have, and not to take away from what the Lord gives us, each other to lean on. That is so very, very important. But folks, Lord, help us not to get comfortable with the things here on earth that we tend to lean on, that we tend to put our confidence and our trust in. Whether it be our things, whether it be my house, my job, my money, whether it be you, whether it be my wife, my husband, those are some of the things the Lord has put into place for us to lean on and get support from. But Lord, help us not to put all of my confidence and all of my trust in these earthly things. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. You know, I was thinking, I remember through some of my younger years, before my teenage years, just some challenging and difficult things that I grew up having to face. Just living life, right? Just the circumstances that I happened to be in. And if you'll allow me to mention a name here, I remember my Grandma Forbes. And at that age, just looking at her life and just hearing her sing those songs and reading the scriptures. And I remember facing some of those challenging things in life. And I remember her being, I used to call it, she was my rock. She was the one I'll run to. Well, at that age, that's all I knew to run to at that time. And she knew exactly what words to say, what songs to sing. She knew exactly what Bible story to read or when to have me sit down and talk to me a little bit. She was one that I was, at that age, that I was putting my confidence in and my trust in. And when I was in trouble, I found comfort in running to her. And I felt, I mean, that's okay. And even as I got older, she was still one that I leaned heavily, heavily on. And when the Lord decided to take her here, just a little while back, I asked the Lord, I said, Lord, how could you take my refuge? How could you take my rock from me? That one that I put so much confidence and so much trust in. And the Lord said, you know what I felt the Lord told me? He said, that confidence and that trust that you had in her, that's the confidence and trust I want you to have in me. I want you to trust in me for those things in life. You're to the point in your life now, I'm the one that I want you to trust with all your heart. I appreciate my grandmother being there for me. Believe me, it helped me through some tough times. But folks, the things of this world, the people of this world, each other, we won't be here forever. Grandma and Grandpa aren't going to be here forever to continue to pray for me. My mama and my daddy won't be here forever. My husband, my wife, they won't be here forever, folks. I'm going to have to start. It's such a blessing to have those support systems in our lives. But Lord, help us not to put all of our confidence and all of my trust in those things. Folks, we're just flesh. We're not here forever. Thank the Lord for those things, but trust in the Lord with all thine heart. I was thinking of David, just kind of thinking of those things that where we are in life and those things we can kind of lean on and benefit from. I was thinking of David, just some of the things he, in his, I guess you would say maybe in his younger years. And, well, I'll tell you what, we won't turn there. But Dave, I was thinking, when he was anointed king, Samuel come and anointed him. And I wonder how that must have made David feel. I don't know his exact age. But over there in 1 Samuel chapter 16, we can find where Samuel anointed David. Then David goes down to see his brothers, and Saul's there. And, of course, the story with Goliath. And Saul's questioning David. You know, what abilities, I'm putting this in my own words, what do you bring to the table? And David tells the story. I killed the lion and the bear. Well, as the story goes on, Goliath's there, David kills Goliath. And Saul's pleased. I mean, this is a victory for Saul, right? And so now David's got this under his belt. If you read over in chapter 18, David becomes friends with Jonathan, best friends with Jonathan. Saul promotes David, a captain in the army. He gains popularity of the people. Saul has killed his thousands, but David his 10,000s. So thinking of, look at what David had for him. He had some good things going in his life. I'm not going to say David was relying on all those things, but those were some benefits in David's life. Those were some things that were going for him. He was in the king's favor. He had a close friendship. He had popularity. He had that support system to lean on. But if you keep reading on in 1 Samuel chapter 19, Saul tries to kill David. Things start breaking down a little bit. Saul sends out messengers to kill David. David had to leave his best friend Jonathan. So David runs to where Samuel was. Maybe I can go to Samuel. Maybe I can go to the one, the prophet, the one that anointed me king. Maybe I can find some comfort there. Well, as the story goes on, he had to leave the place where Samuel was. Things started breaking down for David. And I thought, Lord, you called David a man after your own heart. I believe that's how it says. A man after my own heart. And I thought, Lord, how can you, and I don't mean to question the Lord, and I don't question, Lord, what are you doing in this way, but just thinking of David's life and where he come from and all these benefits and all these positives, and then all of a sudden things just start breaking down and seem to fall apart. And I think of Job the same way. Look at what Job went through. And what did Job say? Though he slay me, yet will I trust in him. Dear ones, sometimes the Lord is going to let us go through things and deal with things and things in this life in order to learn to trust and to lean on him. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Over in Psalm 71, David, I won't read all these verses, but just a few verses I want to point out here. Some think this is when Absalom had risen up and maybe started to rebel against David. This first verse in Psalm 71 says, "In thee, O Lord, do I put my trust. Let me never be put to confusion. Deliver me in thy righteousness and cause me to escape. Incline thine ear unto me and save me. Be thou my strong habitation, whereunto I may continually resort. Thou hast given commandment to save me, for thou art my rock and my fortress." Verse 5 says, "For thou art my hope, O Lord God, thou art my trust from the days of my youth." Folks, where is our trust this morning? It says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Am I trusting in the Lord enough to let him be my rock and my fortress? Am I trusting him to be my hope? Or is there things that I give to him and let him deal with? You know, I'm thinking of giving part of it to God. You know, it is fairly easy to trust the Lord with certain things in our life. It's easy to give some things to him. But it says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart. It's a little short word, three little letters. But to me, that's such a big word. That's all thy heart and lean not into mine own understanding. Earlier I mentioned, you know, it's a challenge to trust in the Lord. And I have found that as much as I want to, as much as I want the Lord to take this situation and I'm trusting in him for this situation, there's some things that I feel like that I can figure it out on my own. I feel like sometimes there's some things that I'm a man, I'm a dad, I'm a husband, the man in me can take care of this. But trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not into thine own understanding. Folks, we're going to have to get rid of the things that I think I know and understand. We're going to have to get rid of, I'm going to have to get me out of the picture. I'm going to have to get me out of the equation. I'm going to have to do away with everything that I think and know about this situation and how it should work and how it should go. Because the scripture says, and lean not into your own understanding. And I tell you, I used to feel like I had understanding about a lot of things. Now, maybe not so much, but I still, from time to time, feel like that I can make do. And this is where my trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and did I not look within myself? Did I not rely on myself to try to accomplish what the Lord wants to accomplish in my life? For I am nothing. We are nothing. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. I can't do it. I cannot deal with all the things. There's too many things for me to deal with. There's too many things I'm going to continue to come up against. Verse 6, in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Folks, I believe it is every one of our desires to make heaven our home. And in order to do that, we're going to have to walk the right path. Isn't that what we want from the Lord? For him to show us the way, for him to lead us, to show us where we need to go. In all thy ways, acknowledge him. And there's that word again, in all. There's that big word again, in all thy ways. So whatever capability I have to think, to speak, to act, in all of these ways, acknowledge him. And he's going to direct our path. Are we trusting in the Lord enough to show us which way to go? To show us the direction? Are we trusting the Lord enough to lead us in his paths? What does the Psalm say? He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness. Am I trusting in the Lord enough to lead me in the direction that I need to go? Or am I trying to go in the direction that Chad thinks he needs to go? Lord, help us to learn how to trust in the Lord with all of our heart. And there have been times that I have felt, I guess I wish it was so, that I could come to the Lord and say, Lord, give me the trust that I need. Give me the faith that I need and hope. I've thought at times how nice it would be if the Lord could just pour out just a bunch of trust and let it just run down over me and then it'd all be taken care of. But folks, it doesn't work that way. I would like to tell you I'm there, that I'm trusting in the Lord with all my heart, but I don't think I can say with all honesty that I'm there yet. Because I think it's a learning process. I think the more things that we come up in life, the more that we have to face and the more that we have to deal with, the Lord is going to teach us and help us to learn how to trust on him. It's going to come from our experiences. It's going to come from the things that the Lord allows us to go through. That we can learn how to trust. It reminds me of the song. It says, learning to lean. And I'm going to throw that word lean in there as a substitute for trust. Learning to lean. I'm learning to lean on Jesus. I'm learning to trust in Jesus. Finding more power than I've ever dreamed. I'm learning to lean on Jesus. One of the verses says he'll help me with each task. If only I ask, every day I'm learning to lean. I say I'm not there yet with trusting Lord with all thine heart. I believe there is much to learn. But folks, we serve a God who has proven himself down through time. Time after time after time. And I want us to be encouraged this morning. When we deal with these things and when we face these things in life, folks, we still serve a God. He's for us. He's for us. He's not against us. We still serve a God that we can lean on. We still serve a God that we can rely on, that we can trust in, and that we can bring these things to. I've thought, you know, have you ever heard of a trust fall? It's really a thing, a trust fall. It's where one person will stand here with his arms open and he'll have one or two people behind him. Hopefully two. And this person here will just relax and just and let it go. And he's trusting in every and those people behind him to catch him. That's a lot of confidence you're putting in somebody. But folks, I don't want to put my confidence, or Lord help me not to put my confidence in the things here on earth, whether it be you, whether it be my wife, whether it be the things that I have in my possession. Lord, help us to trust in the Lord with all thine heart, with everything that I have, as much as I know how to trust. I want to learn to trust the Lord more than I already trust Him. And I hope, because I want Him to direct my paths. And I want my life to everything I say and do and think be in a way that's pleasing to Him. So He can direct my paths. Y'all pray for me. I do thank you for your time, for listening to me ramble on, but y'all pray for me because I do want to learn to trust the Lord more.